Hi folks, welcome to today's Coffee and Colossians. It's Tuesday, we're in the woods down at the Duck Pond. And what a beautiful place it is to listen to God's word. And speaking of listening, listen to this. What do you hear? It's so quiet, it's so still. You can sometimes hear the wind in the trees. You can hear the ducks as this is a duck pond and they quack. And you sometimes hear the birds. In the distance, you can hear the rumble of cars. But it's just so still and so quiet. And, you know, maybe when we read God's word, we need to get to a place where we can be still and quiet and think about things. So let's turn. Let me put this down and let's turn to Colossians 3. And verse 14. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So if you've been following this, you get the picture of how to live the Christian life is to take off things which cause harm and hurt and do damage. You get rid of anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. You don't lie to each other. You get rid of the sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. And then you clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And then we saw yesterday that we have to forgive. We forgive one another. This is this unity within the church. Because if you bear grievances, it just does so much harm. Look, if you bear grievances in your family, you bear grievances in your church, bear grievances in your neighborhood as well. It just does so much harm. And what puts all this together is what we get here. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Perfect unity. Wouldn't that be something fabulous? A church without no gossip, no bitterness, no anger, no rage, no groups and no selfish ambition, no envy, no jealousy. It'd be brilliant. What can motivate us to do that? I think the only thing is love. Because, and maybe we need to think about what we mean by love. Maybe if I give you three illustrations of how it's misunderstood. You know, people say love is love. Well, what is love? I remember when I'd just become a Christian, and I was fascinated by 1 Corinthians 13. So we did a Bible study in our home up in Easter Ross, and I remember one of my friends, a girl at school with us, came along, and she was just so overwhelmed with this idea of the love of God that she became a believer. It was just wonderful. And then I remember going to preach in a church in the west coast of Scotland, and this lady came up to me and said, well, I enjoyed that, but you sounded like a liberal because you were talking about love. I said, when did love become the language of liberals? And then perhaps something much more recent, speaking at a school in Sydney, I used the phrase love is love, and I said, it's a meaningless phrase because you have to be able to define what love is. And one of the teachers was furious because, of course, love is code for you have to approve of a homosexual lifestyle. I mean, that's what we've demeaned love to. We demean it in other ways. I mean, I love my coffee, for example. Use love in that way, it's not good. I loved being at Dens Park on Saturday. That's not good. No, real love. We go back to 1 Corinthians 13 about how sacrificial it is, how committed it is. It's love is what you think about, what you are committed to. Love is what you give yourself to. Love is, it is your commitment. And Paul is making this appeal here for this kind of love. The motivation that we have for not being angry and bitter and so on is love. And I know the word has been demeaned, and I know the word is used far too, misused far too much. But I think the great need of the Christian church today is to teach about what love is, to understand that God is love, to communicate that love, and to live lives of love, and to speak the truth in love. So maybe today, reflect on the love of God, the love of his people, and the love within your own hearts, and how that can be increased and improved. All right, God bless you, and hopefully we shall see you tomorrow, and I'll just get back to having a wee seat in this gorgeous place. Bye.